Silta Sharga. Or so you give over to them, Rashi says, Gavs is kites and thorns. Silta, Rashi says, ate some dakin. Give them all the thorns or thin, small pieces of wood. With the fire, then you're chayiv. To have it, the who, vadai mainz of the day gormoy. Because such an action, for sure, it's called like your action. Like if you give them over these small pieces of wood that catch on fire very fast, and you gave them the fire, so it's come out like you put the fire to the wood, and by that alone the damage will happen. So even though the cheresh lit the woods, but since you gave them both to him, that's called your ma'isa of the day, for that's not called groma, that's called mua yachayiv. Then the Mishnah says, what about sholach biyat pikeach? Ha pikeach chayiv. If you give over a fire though in the hand of a pikeach, the ma'isa of the pikeach is chayiv and not you. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Man detani libo, the one that says in our Mishnah that later somebody blew on the fire, lay mishtabish. It's not wrong, there's such a word of libo. But man detani nivo is also lay mishtabish. It's also a good lashon. Man detani libo lay mishtabish. The Yassir the Pasuk says, b'lav as'esh. That's called blowing the light of the fire, b'lav as'esh. It applies the word libo by fire. So the Mishnah says, if somebody comes and blows up the fire, he's chayiv. Well, man detani nivo lay mishtabish is also not wrong. The Pasuk says, Bari Nivs Vasayim. So, Bari created Niv, the movement of Vasayim of the mouth. So, Niv also has to do with movement. So, also here, Niv means he made movement to the fire, he made the fire move, he blew up the fire. Then the Mishnah ends off that, Libsa Ruach Kulam Peturim. If the wind comes through and blows up the fire, then the Maisa Kulam Peturim. So, it depends. Talk about it like this. Libo, if you first blew it, the Libsa Ruach, and the wind also blew with you. You had like this charcoal here, the gecheles, and now both of you blew together, the wind and you. So it depends. Im yesh b'libuya k'dei l'levoisoi, if your blowing alone would have been enough to make it into a fire to do damage, chayim, and you chayim. V'im lav potter, but if your blowing by itself wouldn't have been enough, it's only because the wind came and blew it more, then you potter. You potter on the wind's action. Smurst akash amai, why, amai? Why you potter if the wind blew it? L'chura, you put it like you made the fire there, so you made it possible for the wind to come and blow it. So you should be chayim for the wind also. L'chura lehevei kezoiro v'ruach nesayosoi. How come this is different than on Shabbos? One of the Yav Malachis is Zoreya. Zoreya is you throw up the kernels of wheat, where it still has a shaft on it. So the type of a burr. You throw up the shaft in the air, and the air comes and blows away the shaft, and just the kernels fall down. So that's called the malacha that you chayiv, even though you're using the wind. So you see, if you use the wind, you're still chayiv. So you're also chayiv. It's the wind that's blowing up your fire, so you should be chayiv. The Rashi says, "Tichayiv mishum malacha b'shamas avav b'sharuach nesayosoi k'shum agvi atfua parechas." Yeah. So you also you should be chayiv. Skorin says, "Amar Abba Yehocha b'mayaskin." No, we're talking about over here. Kegoin sheliba mitzad echad. You blew on one side. So Rashi says, Layahani iyu, you did not help at all. The one side that you blew on, it wasn't enough to make it into a fire, so nothing happened because of your blowing. And then Velibsa Ruach Mitzad Acher, and the wind blew on the other side. So the kids said, the wind on the other side does it completely by itself, it's not called you helping it. He's over there by Zareya, you're throwing it up into the wind. So it's called like you're working together with the wind. But over here you're not working together with the wind, you're working on one side, and the wind is working on the other side, you're not working together, that's why here you put it. Rabbi says, "Kagoyin sheliba baruach mitsuya." You blew it up means baruach mitsuya. For lips the ruach, you know what it means when you potter in the Mishnah. Baruach sheinu mitsuya. That's when you potter. So Rashi learns like this: "Kagoyin sheliba baruach mitsuya." Kishemaschil lil voice lahoyis the ruach neshevas vechazaka lahoyah mavir bekach. Uvos the ruach sheinu mitsuya. Lips the dinuslad loisalka daitehu. That's why you potter here by Yesh. Elchnami. If it would be a regular ruach mitsuya that comes. Avad Yechayiv, that's what we had before. That's called Koyach Achavu Raboi. Bayesh, we had before, Koyach Achavu Raboi Yechayiv. You light the fire in the wind, the Ruach Mitzvah comes and blows the wind away. Yechayiv, it's called your actions. Here, why your potter is because it was the Ruach Sheinu Mitzvah, not the normal wind. You're like an honest over there. Rashi Zavu Zeril and Yishavis Saglev Ruach Mitzvah. Olochi Yishavin. Ma'ashenkin by Shabbos when Yechayiv is talking about that he threw it up into the normal wind, and the normal wind blew it away. So therefore, you're working with normal wind, that you're chayiv for. Here, that you potter by Eish is where the Ruach Sheinu Mitzvah came. That's like a notice, that's why you potter. Rav Zeru says like this, Kagoyin Tetzimra Tzimuri. that all you did was just a small amount of blowing, not too much. Rashi at Simchas Torah means, you didn't blow a lot. Ella v'nishima, just the regular breath. That's not called liba at all. So that's the case here, why you potter. If you would have blown really, that's called you're working together with the ruach, maybe then you'd be chayiv. Rav Ashi says no. Ki yamrinan zayra ruach rimisayosoi. When do I say this for by Shabbos? That if you throw up this wheat, and the wind helps you to separate the shaft from the kernels, that you chayiv. Haini mili, when do I say that? Linyan Shabbos. That's only a svara by the Lamates Melachas by Shabbos. Why? The Melachas Mashav Asasra Torah. Because you know, you say of Melachas Shabbos is, it's Melachas Mashav, it's only Yom Hashava. What you want, that has to be done. So Rashi says Melachas Mashav means Nizkaimoy Mashavtoi. It happened what you want. What you want to happen here. The Nichalei Beruach Nisayosai. That's what you're doing. The way you separate the kernels of wheat from its sheaf is by throwing it up into the wind, and the wind separates it. So since this Melechus Mashavis is what you want to happen, so since you want this wheat to be separated, it's happening because of your wanting to it, that's enough to be Chayiv for Shabbos. That's called Melechus Mashavis to be Chayiv. Aval Hocha, but over here by Eish, the Mazik of Eish, Hatayu Groma B'Almahu. It's only a Groma B'Almah. Your mice was only a small Eish, it wasn't a real Eish by itself. Therefore, the wind came and made it into a fire. That's called the wind was gurum. It caused it to be a fire. And therefore, the grum of the nizok and potter. Grum of the nizok is always potter. Sa'an l'chur, the famous kasher is, we have before, but eish is chayi for koyach ha'chamurubay. Means every time you make a fire in your backyard, and then a wind comes and blows it into the next guy's yard, you're chayi. That's the mazak of eish. So what else is saying here, that your potter is the ruach takes it. So you have to say is, when you make an eish, if you have a real fire in your house, and then the wind comes and takes it, avad yichayiv. That's the eish that Torah is talking about. Here we're talking about the zoni gachelis. A gachelis by itself is not called an eish yet. By itself it's going to go out. You need something to come and first make it into an eish. So here, when the wind comes and makes it into an eish, that's why you're put here. Because who made it into the fire? The wind made it into the fire, not you. So here there's no din of melechus machshavas. So Mitzvah is Eishes Chayiv, you made the fire. Here you didn't make the fire. You're only a Grumma, you were Gurim, you put the Gecholos in a place that the wind will come and blow it up. So you caused the wind to blow it up, to make it into a fire. So you're talking to your potter, it's only a Grumma, that's why you potter. Mishnah says, HaShaleach Es Avera. If you send out a fire, you light a fire, and a normal fire and the wind takes it, the Och lights them and it burns up wood, or Yavonim or even destroys or stones. I offer it destroys dirt, chayif, and all these three things, you're chayif for the damage you did. Rashi's offer means, lichachon nirav miskalkaloi. It's scorched like somebody had just plowed his field. His field is nice and plowed, ready to be used. And a fire goes through it, the fire ruins it. So it's a damage to him. So you're chayif. How do I know this? Shinam, the Pasuk says, ki seitzei eish. Umotza koitzim. Pasuk says, when fire goes out and fire eats up thorns, v'nechal, and eats up the v'nechal, godish. And it eats up the godish, that's a stacked pile. Oi hakomor, it eats up tfuah that's growing, corn that's growing. Oi hasod, it also does damage to a sodash. Shalom yishalom avres abera. The Pasuk says, shalom yishalom avres abera. In all these three cases, whoever lit the fire, he has to pay. Omar Robus, Robus says like this. Normally the cost of achmona kaitzin, godish, koma, besoda. How come the Torah has to say all these four cases separately? If your fire goes out and eats up thorns, or a pile of tfuah, or a growing tfuah, or a field, tzricha. Because rachmona kaitzim thorns, have a mina kaitzim udechayim rachmona mishum deshchichi yesh kavayu. Because a normal fire to burn up thorns. Rashi says, ain't v'nei yodim is darim b'em, they don't watch it so good. The kach oim dim, it's a sign of it, hilgach, igla meima, zeh poshim is opashaya. That's what the Torah says, if your fire burns up his thorns. Or shchichi the poshen, the Mar says, and shchichi you be pasheya. Avu godish but a stacked pile of tfu of corn. For shchichi eshkavayu, nobody puts a fire by there. For shchichi the poshen, it's not normal that you even should be a pasheya to burn it. A maloy, I would say you put it like an honest. Is kamashma no? If you were not an honest, if you're a pasheya, you chayiv. Because rachmona godish a pack of pile have a mina godish chayiv rachmona mishum the esen rubit. It's a big loss that the guy already piled it up already, cut it down already, and piled it up. It's a big loss. Ah, well, kaitzim, but only thorns. Tehesed Mu'et, it's only a small loss, a Malay, you don't have to pay for it. Kamashmon, you have to pay for that also. Now, Kamalom, we want the Torah to say, Yechayiv, even if Yechayiv burns down standing corn, growing corn, Masmad, the Chiddush like this, Ma Kama Begoli, just like by thorn is something you can see, Av Kol Begoli, anything that you could see. But Tomun, things that's hidden, you put the beish. Fed Yimaro, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechayiv, Aniske, Tomun Beish. According to Rabbi Yehuda, holds Yechayiv, Aniske, Tomun Beish. If so, Kamalomali, what do I have to have Kama for? Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tom and Yechayiv. So why does the Rabbi say Yechayiv if your fire burns up standing corn? The Rabbi says the Rabbi is Kol Balikoymis. It means anything that's standing, like animals or trees, if you burn it down, Yechayiv. So the Gemara of Rabban and the Rabbi is Kol Balikoymis. How do Rabban know Yechayiv anything that's standing if your fire burns it down, Yechayiv? Nafkalei me Oyakom, it says Oyakomo. Rabbi Yehuda, only brother Lechalik, needs Lechalik, that Yechayiv in each one separately, not altogether. For Rabban and Lechalik, Minoli, how do Rabban know Yechayiv each one separately? Nafkulu Meyoy HaSodah. For Rabbi Yehuda, Meyoy HaSodah. For Rabbi Yehuda, Adi, the Kosovo Achimon, Oy HaKomo, Kosovo, as another word, it says Oy HaSodah. One is Oy HaKomo, then it says Oy HaSodah. So Oy HaSodah for an extra Oy, there I know Kol Balikomo. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not extra. Adi, the Kosovo Achimon, Oy HaKomo, Kosovo, Oy HaSodah. Since it had to say Oy HaKomo, it also says Oy HaSodah. But the Gemara now, Soda Lomeli, what do I have to have the word Soda, Pshita? So Gemara says, La Suya comes to include, Lichachai Niroi, Vesichasach Lavonim. That even though the Chura is Shloi Kederich, it's not a normal damage, still Yechayiv. Means if you have a field that you plowed it already, and now fire goes over, like scorches it, so it ruins it a little bit, so that also Yechayiv. And Sichas Lavonim also, if you have stones, that the fire goes over it, so that also Yechayiv. But the Gemara of Alech, the Rachman is Soda, Vloiboy Hanech. If I know that the soda for these last things Yechayiv, even though it's not a derech to do such damage like that, Yechayiv, so pshitz, of course Yechayiv for the other things. So Mar says, no, hanech tzrich, I need them all. Tikos rachmon is soda, have a mina mashe, besodin, midachrin aloi. Only soda alone, what does it say, only what's in the field? Like two will come akrom. Only two, only wheat. But not the kark itself. Kamash malon. So only after I have the other three things, then I say, why does the Torah say separately soda? The teacher has not only tfuah, not only things that stand, that grow, but even the karka yosachayifur. Omer Shim Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rav Yenison, Ein Turonius Bol Yerlam, punishment doesn't come to the world, Ela Bizman Shir Rishoyim Yerlam, when there are Rishoyim in the world. And in other words, because of the Rishoyim, Vienna Maschela Telem Nathikim, Hashem only starts from the Tzadikim, we'll soon see why. Chila, the Tzadikim get the punishment first. Shinevan the Pesach says, Ki Sait Sayesh, with Ashna Bozan, the fire goes out, to a Motsa Kaitzim, and the fire is Kaitzim. So Emosai Eish Yoyt says, when does fire go out? Bizman she koitzim tsuyim lo. When there are thorns nearby, means there are Rishoyim there. So because of the Rishoyim, the thorns, that's what caused the fire. The Eina Maschel Sinem Amel HaSadikim, it only starts from the Sadikim. Chila Shinev HaFazik says, V'necha Godish, V'yocha Godish, V'necha Godish, that the piled food gets eaten up. V'yocha Godish, it doesn't say V'yochal, it was eaten up. Ela V'nechal, it was eaten up already. That means v'nechal godish, shenechal godish kvar. It means it was already eaten up from before. In other words, the fire starts by the tzaddikim. I will soon see why. But it's because of the Rishoyim. Tony Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef said, "Might is what the pasuk say." V'yatim l'teitz which has the basis. This is by Yitzias Mitzrayim, by Makas Becharis. You should not go out of your house. Ad aboyk until the morning. That means what? That kiva and shenita reshus l'mashchis. Once the Malach HaMavis had a right to kill out the Bechorim of the Mitzrayim, and the Manchim, Beit HaDikil HaMashorim, you have to be careful, even the Yidin have to be afraid. But once the Mashkas has a right to do damage, he is not Manchim between a Tzadik and a Rosha. For Lo Yoyed, not only that, El Hashem Askin Lamin HaTzadikim. When he gets the hold of you, he will start from a Tzadik also Tchilish. Never the Pesach says, V'chrati Mincha Tzadik V'Rosha. I'll not wipe out from you a Tzadik, it says first, then a Rosha. Now, Bechir Yav Yosef, Bechir cried, Kulei Hai Nami, Le'ein Doimin, like so far, are tzaddikim like? Rashi's Kalema, Le'evel Chashuvim Atzadikim, She'er Koidnim Lefronius. Like a tzaddikim, like nothing, that they come first to get the punishment. Like how come? Omalei Abaya, Abaya said back, no. You should know Tivusu Legabayu. It's something good for them. So Rashi explains about him, Rashi, She'layiru Bero, who Atid Lovoy. It's worth it that they should not have to see the bit that's going to come. Therefore, sometimes when it monasteries, the tzaddikim do have to get punished now, they'll get the punishment first, so they do not have to see all the bad that would happen later. The Chassid, like a pasuk says, "Ki mipnei haroah nesav hatzadik," because of the bad, they take away a tzaddik. Because in order that tzaddik should not see the bad that's going to happen. Fighter. Omri Rav Yudah.